Okay. Praise God. If you've got your Bibles with you, then dig your Bibles out. We're not going to start for a few minutes yet, but you need your Bibles or your tablets. It was quite funny this week. I was taking some tablets, obviously, and I just left a tablet on the kitchen table, which I shouldn't have done. And the children came in to go to school, the grandchildren. We take the kids to school. And I just heard a call from Chris upstairs. Is this your tablet, Dave? Is this your tablet? And I was thinking about my tablets, my tablet machine. I said, no, I've got my tablet. Just crazy, what world we're living in today. So have you brought your tablets with you? I don't mean if you've got your ibuprofen, but if you've got your tablets, some of you are bringing tablets, some of you are bringing mobile phones. I hope you're not sending messages or looking on Facebook. I hope you're using them for good purposes. But I was just thinking that today I brought my Bible. You don't see as many people carrying the Bibles to church anymore because people are either carrying them on the mobile or... And I think that's a good thing, you know. We need to be carrying the Bible. Get it round. So bring your Bibles with you if you've got a Bible. It's good to have God's Word. Now, I've got this printed out on a sheet. I've got my Bible there, but I've got it printed out. So I'm reading from notes here, but it's all from the Bible. Just waiting for Tom there, just a little bit. Could I have a glass of water, please, there, Nick, if you don't mind, or something? Just, my throat's gone a bit dry. Thank you. Yeah, praise God. Yeah, we've been doing a series the last number of weeks on unity and the aspects of that. This talk I'm giving today was supposed to be the first one, which was about six or 7 weeks ago, but I don't know if you remember that service, but it sort of... God sort of took it in a different direction, so the sermon didn't actually happen. And I'm slotting in here today. Thank you. And it just happens that this fits in today. And so we go with it. So let's look at Genesis chapter 1. You can just turn this down a bit, Carl, please. Genesis chapter 1. You've got your Bibles. And I just want to focus for this early part on the Trinity, the greatest aspect of unity. And in the first verses, you probably quote these anyway, it says this, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And then it goes on to the other verses. And God said, and God is still saying today. And then in John 1, if you turn in these verses again, you'll know these words. From starting at verse 1, it says this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. And then on to verse 14, it says this, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. There we have it, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Yeah, we see at the beginning there, the Spirit of God was there. Then we see the Word, which was Jesus, as he became flesh, and God himself obviously was there in the beginning. And in Revelation, we read that today and constantly, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, is being chanted and recited by the heavenly beings. You can read that in Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. So how does that impact us? What's the impact on us? Well, let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. We'll start reading at verse 3. We've already had a fantastic reading this morning from Adrienne and also from Mark. But this other reading just shows where we fit into this. It says this: Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he's freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he's lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Whoa! Glory. We are a kingdom people. We are people of God. You are a person of God, sons and daughters of the living God. I'm a child of the King today, the King. I saw the Queen a couple of weeks ago, but I'm a child of the King, part of his family. And you know, all of us today who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that's what we are. That's who we are in him, a child of the King. I brought along this book. It's a fantastic book, Stepping into the Impossible. It's by Mark Marks, and it's the story of healing on the streets. But if you just leave the healing on the streets bit out, Stepping into the Impossible, that's what we can and that's what we need to do. I just want to read some pages out of this book, just really to encourage us and to just blow our mind if we can, yeah. Hallelujah. It says this: when you're doing or when you're involved in healing on the streets, but irrespective of that, it says this: we are the priesthood. We are carriers of the divine presence. Hello? That's you and me, yeah? In those tough weeks, where's Tom? He's not here, but he listened to the CD. In those tough times, we are a royal priesthood, carriers of his divine presence. It never leaves us. The Holy Spirit lives in us, and we are to carry the atmosphere of heaven everywhere, even on Monday morning. Wherever God's presence goes, the power, authority, and rule of his kingdom is impressed upon the world. The manifestation of God's presence is a sign that God is alive and amongst his people. His tangible presence changes everything. We are awakening people to the reality of God through his Spirit. Sometimes we need to reawaken ourselves. That's who we are. Then it says this: we are temples of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Out of our innermost being flows rivers of living water. We are the aroma of Christ wherever we go. We are the fragrance of life to those being saved, or the smell of death to those who are perishing. Either way, we should see people running towards us or fleeing away from us. We are Christ's ambassadors, representing his kingdom, so that whatever ground we stand on, becomes the very place where we are representing him. Where we stand is where the kingdom of God is made manifest. An awareness and understanding of that brings a release of the kingdom. His presence breaks out when we recognize who we are and what it is we carry. His presence breaks out when we recognize who we are and what it is we carry. Without saying a word, just the very fact and conscious understanding of who it is that lives in us, who we represent, and the fact that we are seated with him in heavenly places means that everything around us has to change. A conscious awareness of this will change our environment so that people can encounter the King and experience the kingdom, so that they can taste and see that God is good. In such an environment, anything can happen as people encounter God. Healing, deliverance, and salvation. I could carry on reading the whole book. I won't. This book will set you on fire. It's a fantastic book. I recommend it. It's available on the internet. Get it and whatever. It's what? And he's coming, yeah. We're doing Healing on the Streets. It'll probably be January, I think. But Marks is going to be coming. But get hold of the book first. But Jesus is here. Marks is coming. Jesus is here. Yeah, this is not about a man, although a man's done great things. Jesus is here today. Jesus is in each one of us today. You see, we're individuals. You're an individual. And I don't know what you're feeling about yourself today, but we're just separately, individually gifted, unique. You're not like me, and you probably say, hallelujah, thank goodness for that. And I'm not like you. And I say, thank you, Lord, for that. But you know what I mean. But so many of us, we put ourselves down. We don't like ourselves. You know, we look in the mirror and we're not happy about that. And I don't mean that physically. I mean it just in every sense of the word. And it's a challenge on us today, guys. Guys, come on. Together, we are powerful. We're a team. We've had this word tribe used, haven't we? A number of times, we're a tribe. It's been great today that we've been able to pray with each other, to honour one another, yeah? To prefer one another. No egos. We're not on an ego trip, guys. We're not on ego trips. We're just here, guys, to fulfil our role. If you're not on an ego trip, then just forget it because you get knocked down, yeah? It's not what it's about. It's all of us individually in our roles, but collectively coming together to fulfil and work together. Together we're a circle. We used to sing a song years ago. Together we're a circle. And we are. And we don't have any breaks in that chain. Don't ever say you don't matter. Don't ever say you're only making the numbers up. Don't ever say, well, it won't miss me. Guys, if you're part of God's kingdom, then you matter. If you're part of this fellowship, then you matter. Just what Jack was sharing before about what Mark shared. It matters what's in your diary. It matters what's first place. Put God's kingdom first. It's important. It really is important because we need you. That's why yesterday was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant to see God's people working together. There's too much division, isn't there? And there's enough division in the world. We need to be together, putting the effort in, making it happen, making a difference, showing that Jesus is real. Oh, bless the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says this: we are a chosen people. God chose me. Hey, if I was in a line, have you ever been in a line in school when you don't get picked? Hey, it's not very pleasant, is it? And we've been in those situations. No one picks me for the team. Yeah? I was quite fortunate. I did get picked. I was captain of the school cricket team. Do you know that? I'm starting to get it. You know, my ego, the ego bit, you know what I mean? I was captain of the school cricket team. Woohoo! I wasn't the best footballer in the world. Played for the team. But you know what I mean? But I've been left on the sidelines as well. We've all been left on the sidelines. But God doesn't leave us on the sidelines. You're a chosen today. You are a chosen people. God chose you before the foundation of the world. We read that scripture before, but that's the truth. Burn it into your mind when you think you're worthless, when you don't matter. You're chosen. You're a royal priesthood. A holy nation we are together. God's special possession. And why is that? So that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. All, we're all needed. We're all included. We all matter. We're all important. A few weeks ago, AD was talking about the season of the almond tree. Yeah. Beginning to bud. Things are beginning to happen. Guys, something is stirring. There's no doubt about it. Adrienne shared it this morning. If you haven't picked up already that something's happening in the world, well, I don't know where you've been for the last weeks, but something is happening. But you know, something's happening in God's kingdom too. Things are happening all over the world. We don't hear those things. Doesn't headline news, so many thousand have come to the Lord. Headline news, so many people have been healed. You don't see those headlines. But guys, open your ears, open your eyes, find out. God is on the move. He's doing amazing things. Adi and Beth are off to China. Amazing things happening over there. Cambodia, I saw this massive thing on this week on the internet. Things happening over in Cambodia. Amazing places you think, well, you know, the forgotten. But God is doing things. Amazing things. God is an amazing God. Chris gave a picture a few weeks ago about what have you got in your hand. And it was this picture she had of a drop of water. Do you remember this picture? If you didn't, this is what it was. It was a picture of a drop of water. And you know, if we all just had a drop of water, if every Christian had a drop of water and we poured it out, wow. But it wasn't just that drop of water. It was that God could take that and turn it into the Niagara Falls. Do you know, guys, we can be the Niagara Falls where you are. You might only go into work and think, I've just got a little drop of water. I mean, what have I got to offer? But guys, God can take that up and use it. God can bud your tree and use it. Yeah, that little mustard seed of faith becomes that massive oak. Remember the mustard seed that Jim was talking about a few weeks ago? The overflow of God. I think that was talked about last week. God's overflow. Yeah. God's not a stingy God. He's an overflow God. An overflow God. An overflow God. Overflowing to you. Overflowing to me. So what have you got? Someone else hasn't got it, guys. You've got it. What are you doing with it? Have you buried that talent or have you dug it up and said, I'm going to multiply it. I'm going to use it. You've got it. Romans 8 says this, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in someone else, what? No. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, say it, is living in me. Where's the spirit of God living? In me. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of the Spirit who lives in you. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he's prepared in advance for us to do. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Have you got this picture of togetherness? Have you got this picture of unity? We started with the Trinity. We saw that uniqueness. Of the Trinity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And guys, it's in us. And because of that being in us, we are together as well. We're together in him. What's he prepared in advance for us to do? And we're doing great things individually, collectively, this blessings thing we're doing. We got a letter this morning in here in Age UK. I don't know where it's been. The postmark was the 1st of February. Don't ask me where it's been. The 1st of February, but it was a community blessings letter, which I've given to Ailsa from Southport Food Bank. Remember they did a big thing there thanking us for that. I know you got an email about it, but where's that letter? I don't know where it's been, but it just, again, it's just an uplifting thing of things that we've done to bless people. Yesterday, they're out on the park, them just giving out gifts to people and blessing people. What we're going to do for Gillian, this family, is just a blessing to people, things that we can do. And we can all buy something or get something and share and give. It's only a small thing, but what a mighty blessing and impact it has, doesn't it? An amazing thing it has. We can do these things. What's God prepared in advance for you to do? I don't know what it is, but only you can do it. Only you can do what God's prepared in advance for you to do. I think Tom has got something that God wants him to do, right? I really do. Tom is a gifted individual. He's so gifted. Right, I was going to say this to Tom before, but he listened to it on the tape now, and other people are going to listen. Tom is not a guy who's going to go into Skelmersdale and just waste his time for a week, and that's what they want him to do, and just potter around and do nothing. That isn't what he's made for. Tom's a gifted individual. He's a gifted writer, reaching thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I'm going to reach thousands and thousands of people with the gospel. Yeah, it's giftedness. Yeah, it's just having that confidence and knowing what God's got for him, the impossible to do. And it's the same for you guys, yeah? What God's got for you to do, right? Amazing things that God's got for you to do, and only you can do it. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, God wants you to do it. And he wants you to do it really with blessing. Psalm 133 says this: how good and pleasant it is when God's people do nothing. No, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Guys, we've got to be together in unity. If you've got a hobby horse, drop it. Yeah? If you've got something in your... Are you laughing at me, Jonathan? Listen, I'm serious now. I'm deadly serious. If you've got a hobby horse, drop it. I wasn't going to say that. It's not on my notes. But I'm sick and fed up of it. There's too many got hobby horses. And it's my little thing, you know. Drop it. It's coming together in the love of God that's going to make the difference. Yeah? That's why the church is in a mess. That's why the church is broken and all over the place. Because people have got hobby horses. Drop it. Yeah? And if you don't want to drop it, then you've got no place here. Yeah? We want people together in unity and love. We're going to work together and forget what's on your agenda, and we want God's agenda, yeah? And if that means I'm not available and I'm not here, praise the Lord, yeah? And that's the same for all of us in leadership, yeah? It's not about us. It's not about Ormskirk Christian Fellowship. It's about God's kingdom and what I can do for God's kingdom. And it's got to be about unity and living together in love. And it doesn't mean that we agree 100% on everything. But there wandering in Apostle Park yesterday, what a great guy. He just comes up and puts his arms around me, you know. And we just, you know what I mean? Now, from a theological point of view, you know, we're miles apart, but we're brothers in Christ. We're brothers in Christ. Oof. When we get to glory, I'm not going to say I'm standing with this guy over here. You know what I mean? Oh, Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, when I just block out people and block out things because of, you know, stupid nonsense. Forget it. Drop it. Oh, Father, forgive us. Have mercy upon the church. Have mercy upon me. Break through, Lord. If it means you take me out, take me out. I want your kingdom to come. Do you? Is that what you want? Yeah. It's time, guys, to get up and do it. Change the agenda. Change your calendar. Cut things out. Get in a connect group if you're not in a group. Why aren't you in a connect? Get in one. Get there. Make it first on your agenda. Make this meeting first on your agenda. The prayer meeting, make it first on your agenda, not last. If God's going to do something, guys, he's going to do it. But we've got to make the effort. And no, it's not personal effort. It's by the Spirit of the living God. That's the only thing. Oh, Father, yeah. How good and pleasant is it when God's people live together in unity? We haven't no division. And what's it like? It's like the precious oil poured on the head, running down the beard. I want it, don't you? Running down on, just love it. Running down on Aaron's beard, not on my new shirt, down on the collar of his robe. It's as if the dew of Hermon was falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing for life evermore. God can deluge me anytime. I want to be saturated, don't you? It must have been great in those days when they anointed. It wasn't just, we anoint you with oil and, you know, a little bit there. It was the bucket. Get it, you know, have it. Do you want it? I do. Have it. Yeah. Whoa. If God wants me to have it, I want it. All of it. I don't just want a little dab. I want to be saturated in his presence, in his power. It's time, guys, to turn up the heat and let God turn up the heat in us, yeah? Bless you, Lord. Let's just pray for a minute. Let's just...